Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, mainly sunny today. We will have a high of about 63 degrees. It's 42 right now in Kenosha, 34 in Burlington, Milwaukee 45, 45 also in Racine. Green Bay Packers now 4-4 on the season. They couldn't string enough good plays together yesterday to beat the Colts or to make the big plays when they had to. And as a result, they are now in third place in the NFC North behind Minnesota and Detroit, a 31-26 loss at Lambeau Field.
Well, we got to make some plays when the opportunities present themselves. I was a little high on that, throwing the end zone to Jordy on an early drive, and then, we missed a field goal, so we basically didn't get any points out of that drive, and then had a chance with Janis on a third down for a big play to put us in the red zone and didn't come up with it.
Aaron Rodgers, 3 touchdown passes, almost 300 yards in the air, but they still lost. That's 2 straight. They'll play the Titans in Nashville next Sunday. The weekend shooting of a teenager in Racine continues under investigation, police saying virtually nothing about it. A news release indicating the victim was found by officers about 7:45 Saturday night in the vicinity of 16th Street and Grange Avenue. The victim later transferred to a Milwaukee area hospital from Ascension All Saints, but does not indicate, does the release, the extent of the injuries. Less than 4 hours after that, police dealt with another shooting incident around 17th Street and West Boulevard. The victim in that case, a 23-year-old man, also treated at Ascension All Saints. In Milwaukee, there was a hit-and-run accident that took the life of a 5-year-old girl. At the time, she was walking to church. The youngster struck while on West Leon Terrace. The driver took off. Witnesses indicate that the youngster was holding her mother's hand, waiting to cross the street when it happened. The end of daylight savings time over the weekend. You did set your clocks back right. It's getting darker now and a lot earlier, and that could have an impact, especially tomorrow. And that's a safety issue around polling places. Larry Corsi with the State Bureau of Transportation Safety says, especially between 5 and 8 p.m., drivers are going to have to be watching for pedestrians around those polling sites.
From 5 o'clock till 8 o'clock, it's going to be pretty dark out there, and people don't normally see that amount of pedestrians in those given areas. So they need to slow down, keep an eye out, and the pedestrians need to be very careful and not in a big hurry to get across the street to vote or back to their car. So it's more or less caution on both ends, motorists and the pedestrian end of it. Take their time, be careful, and make sure you're looking both ways and you can see where you're going and what's coming at you.
He also says it might be a good idea to give yourself some extra travel time to get to where you have to go to vote, and to find a place to park, and then if you have to, you might have to stand in line, and that could take some time, too. End of September, the Racine Water Wastewater Utility sent out notices about overdue bills to some 11,500 customers in both the city and the surrounding municipalities. That will not be the final figure, that is, for tax bill assessments in the coming weeks. Some folks, their bills have to go on to the taxes. Utility General Manager Keith Haas, during the budget review process, explained how the official notice leads to payments by the 1st of November by several thousand customers, the overdue customers, that is. And after that, you're talking about a 10% penalty.
And then we turn over the tax roll to all the municipalities on about November 14th or thereabouts, and it will go on their tax bill. And at that time, it's normally down to 7,000 that get rolled over to the tax roll. And they get rolled over in Sturtevant, Mount Pleasant, Elmwood, North Bay, and Racine.
The Water Wastewater Utility, while technically connected to city operations, is still a separate entity. The oversight is the State Public Service Commission. That includes rate change requests. A week after it okayed the 2017 budget, the Racine County Board will gather tonight at Ives Grove at 6:30 and set the levy and the tax rate. Going into that meeting, ahead of the official numbers being presented, the budget levy was to go up about $936,000, in part because of some of the initiatives put forward by County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, like the mental health programs at one general location, the start of creation of a youth sports complex at Pritchard Park, and more money for the Sheriff's Department. Special meeting of the Kenosha Transit Commission this afternoon at 4:30, Municipal Building Room 301. The agenda, proposed fare increases. Public will have a chance to comment on the main fare increase from the current $1.75 fare for adults. By comparison, Racine's Bell Urban System has a $2 adult fare. And there's a new nonstop flight between Milwaukee and Seattle coming in the spring. Delta Airlines to begin the service March the 9th, leaving Milwaukee at 7:55 a.m., arriving in Seattle just before 10:30. The return flight will leave Seattle just after 5 p.m. and land in Milwaukee minutes before 11 p.m. The route is the third nonstop to Seattle from Mitchell Airport, with Southwest Airlines and Alaska Airlines also offering those services. City of Racine Finance and Personnel Committee meets at 5 o'clock, room 307 at City Hall. The agenda includes the operating budgets proposed by the boards for the downtown, uptown, and Douglas Avenue business improvement districts, each having to submit a budget to the city by law. 184 parcels in the downtown bid, that totals $194,000 in extra assessments. $30,000 for 130 parcels in Uptown, and for the over 200 parcels along Douglas Avenue, the special charges come to $48,500. City of Racine taxpayers going to have solid waste collection containers by this time next year with a semi-automated system that the Public Works Department is planning to roll out. A fully detailed plan for bulky waste collection still in the works. Something will be in place, according to Commissioner Mark Yellen, who says the Pearl Street site, that'll be open more, but with continued restrictions on what can and cannot be accepted.
Tires, microwave, those items that are regulated waste that we cannot bring to the landfill, we are still going to charge recycling fees for that. Concrete, that's more of a construction waste. We don't pick up concrete at the curb or anything of that sort.
Going into the budget process and planning for semi-automated carts next summer, discussion about bulky waste had included having a handful of free pickup requests in a given year. Got a special meeting of the Caledonia Village Board at 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's not because of what's on the agenda, but rather where the meeting is taking place. It'll be at the Old Town Hall building, which was moved to Linwood Park on 5 Mile Road east of Highway 38. The setting, while a longer drive for some, will be a little bit more cozy than in the East Side Community Center, but without the HVAC system and the ladder kicking in, or the water fountain for that matter. Among the agenda items, a resolution to award the contract for the construction of an interceptor sewer and water main on Highway K and Adams Road. And the real Christmas trees may not be available yet for sale, but arguably the largest in Racine arrived on Sunday for its dressing up and display to the community over the coming weeks. A 45-foot blue spruce, the donation of Lisa and Ronald Zimmerman. Lights and ornaments, the priority for the tree this week because Saturday evening, it's the annual downtown holiday parade, then the official tree lighting ceremony at the south end of Monument Square. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com and look in the local news section. At WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.